At the top of Mem Amud Aleph, we are on the first line at Mem Amud Aleph. It's a relatively new Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says Amar Rav, Tol Baruch Tol Baruch. So first, the halacha is that when someone makes a bracha on something, you're supposed to do the mitzvah right after that. If you don't and you start talking after that, then you have to make the bracha again. So the Gemara is discussing a case now where someone said, and we're not necessarily talking about on Shabbos, just about someone that made, it used to be in those days that one person would make the motzi for everybody, then he would pass the bread out and everyone would eat the bread. They didn't make their own bracha. So if someone made the bracha, he made the motzi, and then instead of eating the bread, what he did was, I think everyone was here was at Maariv, but Rabbi Silber asked me to announce that if anyone was not at Maariv, there's a 9:15 Maariv that they're starting, I think, nightly now in the base medrash. So, just good to know for future, assuming that it's continuing every night. So one guy made a bracha, he made the motzi, and then instead of eating the bread, what he did was he gave it to the guy that was next to him, and he said, go ahead, take a piece of bread, eat this bread now from the mitzvah that I just did. I made the bracha for you. He says, go ahead and eat the bread. So what's halacha? So do you have to, is that considered to be a hefsek? Is that considered to be an interruption that he had hesach hadas, that he removed his knowledge of what was going on, and then he would have to make another bracha or not? So Gemara says, Eino tzarach levarach, he does not have to make another bracha. What happens if he said, Havi melach, Havi liftem? But what happens if he said, bring salt or bring some sort of relish that they have because he wanted to add flavor to the bread? Tzarach levarach, so then according to Rav, he does have to make another bracha on it. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Afilu haviyu melach, haviyu lifton, nam eino tzarach levarach. Even if the person said, you should bring salt, you should bring relish that he wanted to use to help flavor the bread as he was eating it, he does not have to make another bracha. He's able to do that. Gvilatari. What happens if he said that you should get some sort of food ready for the ox that he owned, or if he says that you should get the bread ready for the ox that they were going to be eating it, tzarach levarach, then he does have to make a bracha. That is considered to be an interruption. That's what the Havam, that's what the Tanakhama says. But Rav Sheshes argues and says, Afilu gavilatari nami in tzarach levarach. Even if he said you should go get food ready and give it to the animals, you do not have to make another bracha on it. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that he said, Asur la'adam sheyochal kodem sheyitem achal v'hemto. A person, it is asur for a person to eat. If you own animals, if you own a dog or a cat or whatever it is, I don't know what other, hamsters, gerbils, name your animal, and you're sitting down to eat, you are not allowed to eat before you make sure that they have food to eat first. That's halachic, that's what you're supposed to do. And I just heard an interesting question, which I didn't hear the answer to. What happens if you are eating at a friend's house? Let's say it's Shabbos lunch, and you're eating at a friend's house, and you realize that you didn't feed your dog before you left. So do you have to go back to your house to feed the animal or not? I don't know what the psak halacha is on that at all. But like some say that the reason why you're not supposed to eat, why you're supposed to feed them before you eat, is because it's like, it's tzar bali chaim for them to see you eating and they're not eating. So if you're not in the house, maybe it's not an issue. I don't know. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi, if that's the situation. But so the halacha is that a person is not allowed to eat before he feeds his animals. Shinamar, it says in the pasuk, "Unasati esav v'sladecha levamtecha," that I give grass in the fields for your animals. And then afterwards it says, "V'hara rachalta v'savata," and then after that it says the pasuk that you should eat and that you should be satisfied. So first it says they need to feed your animals, and then it says afterwards that you're able to eat. So therefore, if a person washed, made the bracha of the motzi, and then he realized that he had not yet fed his animals, he is able to say, go feed the animals, and that's not considered to be an interruption. He's able to eat the bread right after that without having to make another bracha. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya. Ein habotzea rash eliftzoa ad sheyaviyu melach o liftan lifnei kol achav echad. A person should not make the bracha of hamotzi. Again, we're talking about where one person is making the motzi for everybody, so everyone's sitting around the table. So Rava says, from Rav Chiya, he says that a person should not make the motzi until they brought around salt or relish for everybody, so that everyone is able to have this stuff at the table with them. Rabbi Bar Shmuel, who just said that, where there was a story with him, Ikla of Bei Reish Galusa, he went to the house of the Reish Galusa, Afikule Rifta, and they brought out bread for him. Uvatzala Hedya, he made a bracha right away. He made the bracha, and he ate the bread right away without having any salt or any relish that was on it. So Armule, they said to him, Harabar Mishmaite, did you go back on what you said before? You said before that a person has, you hold that a person has to have salt or relish when they're eating bread. So now they brought you out this bread right now, and you didn't wait for them to bring you salt or relish, you ate it right away. So Amar Lahu, he said back to him, no, I didn't go back on what I said. Less din tzarich b'sheish. He says, this bread that I was eating now doesn't need anything. So he says, normally, if the bread that you're having is a very untasteful bread, distasteful. Okay, so if it's distasteful, it doesn't have any taste to it, so then you're supposed to have salt or relish. But he says the bread that he was eating there had, it was already flavored, maybe they had like the seasoning on the top of it, so he says that you didn't need it. And just Tosas, so that's the end of that Gemara. Tosas points out very interestingly that why is it we say that nowadays you're supposed to have salt at the table. He says the bread that we have now really doesn't require salt. The bread that we have now is very, very tasty, as evidenced by my six pack that I carry around. The challah that we eat nowadays is very, very tasteful. It does not need salt. So there's a lot of reasons that are given why we put salt on challah when we're eating it. One of them, Tosfos brings down, one reason is because that when the satan sees that everyone sits, or let's say you have a table full of guests and everyone's washed and they're sitting around and they're not doing anything, you can't talk. And you're just sitting there waiting for everyone to wash and get to their seats so you can make the motzi. So the satan comes around and he says, look, a Klal Yisrael is sitting around and they're not doing any mitzvahs right now. So, and he starts speaking bad about them before the Ribono Shel Olam. So Tosfos says, so therefore the salt, you have the salt on the table because salt, there's a bris melech, there's a covenant of salt that has stood for us throughout generations since the Sheish Yismei Bereishis that we have, that going back to then, that salt is like a protector, because it's used on the Mizbeach, it's used to clean out the meats that we use. There's different reasons. So we have the salt on the table. Even if you don't necessarily are not using it, but it's just like it's there's something about it that it's a protector for us. Okay. V'amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya. So now we're getting into the Gemaras that I was doing earlier that had to do with more body functions. So this is what it's talking about now. V'amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya. Eimei Raglayim Kalim Ela B'Yeshiva. That a person, if someone has to urinate, then he really isn't able to urinate in full only if he's sitting down. And the reason why is because if a person is standing up, again, we're talking back in the days of the Gemara, they were worried that when they were urinating, that some of it was going to get on their legs, because there was, it could be that whatever area that they were urinating into, there could have been like, it would have a splash back on them. So therefore, they're very hesitant when they're doing that. So a person doesn't really finish unless he's sitting down. Amrav Kahana, uva'afra techuach afilu bamida. But if someone's urinating into very loose earth, so that's not going to, I don't want to say spritz, it's not going to spritz up, but it doesn't bounce back. So then that's not a problem because the person's not worried about getting any urine on himself, so then he'll be able to go then also. V'leka afra tichuach, and if a person doesn't have this loose earth that he wants to, and he doesn't want to sit down either when he's going to the bathroom just to urinate, yama b'makam gavah, he should stand up in a high place, v'yashin b'makam madrin, and he should urinate down. Again, not recommended for... Again, make sure that you're in the private area where no one else is seeing this happening. But that's the way that a person can also ensure that what he's doing is he'll be able to urinate without a problem. So now the Gemara is going to be talking about different health things, different types of foods that you should be eating, the ways that you should be eating them. The Mefarshim say that a lot of the things that when we do these Gemaras, they don't really apply nowadays. There are certain foods that were brought down in other Gemaras that say that it used to be that if you'd eat that was the most healthy thing in the world, and then later on, if you'd eat those kinds of foods, they're poisonous. So these Gemaras are not to be taken in the literal sense, but in the days of the Gemara, these did apply. After everything you're eating, you should have salt. And after everything that you're drinking, you should have water. And then you're not going to end up being harmed by what you ate or you drank. Tani nami hachi, achar kol achilascha echol melech, that after everything you eat, you should eat salt. Achar kol shtiyascha shtei mayim, you should drink water. V'yata nezik, and you're not going to be damaged. Tani idach, and so it was taught in another braisa we learned. Achar kol maichol v'lo echol melech, that if a person ate food and he did not eat salt with it, shtasa kol mashkin v'lo shasa mayim, or if he drank any types of drinks and he didn't drink water with it, but yom yidag min reach hapas, so during the daytime, he should be worried about having bad breath. And now you should worry about askara, which is some type of throat disease that would happen where a person his throat would tighten up and he would have trouble breathing. So therefore, he should be careful to eat salt with his foods, and he should be careful to drink water. Tan Rabbanan Makpeh Achilas B'Mayim. If someone he eats a lot of his food with a lot of water, He's not going to become to have any types of digestive illnesses either. So again, it's very healthy to be drinking water while you're eating. The common, how much water are you supposed to be drinking that is considered that you are being mekapa your food with your water? Amar Rav Chisda, kiton lepas, it was a flask of water, whatever the measurement was that they had in those days. That's how much they would eat when they were when they would eat their foods. They would drink that amount of water with it. Amar Rav Mari, Amar Rav Yochanan. If someone is eating lentils once every 30 days, so again, he prevents this askara, this throat-tightening disease from happening to him. But he should not be eating lentils every single day. That's not healthy to do. Because again, it's very bad for causing bad breath. And I think there are people who hang out with me that are eating lentils every day. The Amar Rav Yochanan, Haraga B'chardol, Achas Shal Shemem, if someone is eating mustard once every 30 days, Monea Chaloi Mitoch Beis, so he stops illnesses from coming into his house. Aval Kol Yom Alo, but a person should not eat mustard on a daily basis, my time off, Mishum Dekash L'chul Shad Deliba, because it's not good for the heart. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, and he says, Haraga B'dagim Ketanim, if someone eats small fish, Ein Abali Decholi Maim, he's not going to have any types of digestive issues. Below Ode, Elisha Dagim, Ketanim, Mafrin Umarbin. The small fish make him feel very vital. Mavrin called Gufa Shalom, it makes him very, his whole body, it makes him very healthy. If someone is eating Ketzach, which is, I'm not sure what that is, it's some sort of Arabian food. What is it? Okay, what's fennel? What is that? I don't know.
Alternatively, a type of seed cultivated in Arabia.
Okay. Okay, so it's let's call it a plant, a seed, whatever. I don't know, whatever this is. Ain't no bali day kavlev, he's not going to have any type of heart issues. So they asked a question. So again, going back on this thing, on this ketzach, they said, Meisve, they asked Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ketzach echa mishishim samani hamavisu, that ketzach is one of 60 types of, there's 60 very deadly poisons in the world, and this is one of them. So how could you say, Vayashal Mizrach Grano Damarosh, and if someone's sleeping to the east of the place where you will be storing this Ketzach, so then you're basically taking your life in your own hands, because the winds would blow from the west, and it would blow across the place, the storage area you'd have, and then you would smell this Ketzach, and it could kill you. So why are we saying that you're supposed to be eating it, and you're not going to come to any heart issues, if we see that a person is not supposed to be doing it? Gemara says, Lokash, it's not a question. Habarecho, habitamo, it depends. It depends if you're talking about with the taste, or it depends if you're talking about with the smell. That when we said that it was healthy for you, that's talking about the taste. When we say that it's bad for you, that's talking about the smell. So how do you work around that then? If you're not supposed to smell it, how are you going to be able to get the benefits from it? So Amy Derav Yirmiyah Afya Le Rifta, the mother of Yirmiyah would bake bread for him. And then she would stick this ketzach onto the side of the bread so that it would impart its flavor onto the bread. And then she would peel it off and she would throw that away. So when he was eating it, he'd be able to taste the but he wouldn't be able to smell it anymore because the actual ketzach seed was not there anymore. Yeah. That's one more piece of Gemara. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Deshaim, we're going back to the Mishnah now. So we were talking about what kinds of brachas you make on fruits and what types of brachas you make on vegetables. So we said Bari Pre'et, Bari Pre'adamas. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bari Meir Deshaim, he was very specific. You'd say that you make a bracha on the herbs. We do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you're supposed to be specific when you're making the bracha. Rather, you make either a bari pri eitz if it's a fruit, or you make a bari pri adama if it's a vegetable. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that he says you get very specific when you're doing it and that you mention a specific herb when you're making the bracha? Amakra, the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You're supposed to bless Hashem every single day. Is it only during the day that you bless Hashem and you don't bless Hashem at night? But to tell you, Kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein b'chosu, that every single day you should think of something particular to thank Hashem for. So hachanami kol meinu min tein lo me'ein b'chosu. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the same way that you're supposed to think of a particular blessing, of a particular thanks to thank Hashem every single day. So too, when it comes to the foods that you're eating, you should try to come up with something very particular about the particular food that you're eating, and you should say that when you're making the bracha. See how Hashem, the Gemara does this very often, that it compares Hashem to a person qualitatively. See how Hashem is different from the people. If a person has an empty vessel, so then it can hold what was poured into it, but you can't pour anything else into it. Once it's full, it can't hold anything else. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Ken, Hashem is not like that. Why? Malei Machzik, because he's able to fill up a vessel, i.e. people. We are able to get filled up, even we are already filled with Torah, we're still able to absorb more and more. Reikon Eino Machzik, but if a person is does not have any Torah, then he's not able to fill himself up with anything. Meaning if a person just refuses, not that he's not... He doesn't have the mental capacity to be able to do it. But if a person just decides he's not going to make himself more spiritual, he's not going to fill himself up with Torah, then that kind of person is not going to get filled up. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomrim Shemoa Tishma, it says that if you will listen. Shemoa Tishma, it's saying it twice, that Im Shemoa, that if you will listen the first time, Tishma, then you'll be able to hear a second time, you're going to be able to learn even more Torah. V'imla, but if you're not listening the first time, lo Tishma, then you're not going to be able to listen later on. Davarach, another explanation for what it means, Shema Tishma, im Shema b'yashin, that if you listen to the old things, that if you chazer over everything that you learned over and over again, Tishma b'chadash, then because you show an appreciation for the things that you learned in the past, you're going to be able to learn new things as well. Avim Yifna Lavavcha, but if you turn away from that and you don't review what you've learned, Shuv Lo Tishma, then you are not going to be able to learn anymore. You're not going to be able to absorb. You're not going to be able to learn things, new things either. Okay, we will stop here. Tomorrow night, I guess, same time over here.